The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
British newspaper reporting that there was an agreement between Mayweather and McGregor to actually fight. It says there is a third-party holdup. Basically, this story is nothing we haven't already known for months. Unless Dana is involved in it, nothing's going to happen. So if there's a third-party holdup, wonder who that would be.
You know what I'd love to see Conor McGregor do? Defend one of his titles. You're the champion of the most competitive division in the UFC. How about defend that belt? That'd be fun for me.
How do you guys feel about the Astros going into spring training and what are some elements they need to add? They need another starting pitcher. Kind of been saying that since the Hot Stove League. They made a lot of great additions. I think the lineup's fantastic. I feel good about the bullpen. I know not as many people do, but I think they go three deep there. Maybe it becomes Francis Martez.
Maybe.
Yeah, he is the 15th rated prospect by Baseball America.
I see plenty of those guys on that list. Yeah. Completely suck.
And the Astros have had a bunch of them, too.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates. 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of what you just heard and a lot of comic book talk too, all available at podcastarena.com. And for those of you who keep texting wanting to hear more about McGregor Mayweather, that was the first segment of the show at 4 o'clock on the Podcast Arena. So go dive in. We've said all we're going to say about that. And man, I feel like we get 10 Tony Romo to Texans questions every hour. I feel like we've addressed that 100 times, but yeah, I don't really have anything new to add to that that we haven't already said 100 times. So
I don't either.
At some point, we'll do part of it, and then we'll mark that segment so we can tell people, hey, this is what we think. By the way, still have a chance to win the $25 gift card to Bedrock City Comic Company and a t-shirt. And all you have to do is pick a superhero or a supervillain athlete, or it doesn't really have to be an athlete because there's not that much sports going on right now. From the weekend, tweet the reason or their superpower to Degenerates975. Make sure you tag Bedrock City Comics. And the winner is going to get that gift card and a t-shirt. We have any good entries yet, John?
I'm sifting through some of these. Jason says Radioactive Man. In honor of Donald Trump, because everything he touches is radioactive. Let's see. Brian the Stalker said me for proposing.
Does that make you a hero or a villain?
I don't know. Zach says the same thing. He says Jong being like Superman and getting himself a Wonder Woman. Congrats again.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's not that bad. Let's see. I'm trying to go through some of these. I'm reading these because a lot of them are like when we did the comic book couple of segments, trying to sift through these to see which ones are actually Bedrock City stuff.
Yeah, because we did a lot of comic books today.
Yeah.
Did you guys see?
I'm sorry. Charlie says AJ for creating Carbox R&D Mint Chocolate Stout.
Nice. Did you guys see that, speaking of the comic book stuff, that Ben Affleck doesn't want to be Batman anymore?
Yeah, I have seen that a couple times.
I don't blame him. The way that the studio and the directors are handling this kind of stuff, I don't blame him.
Yeah, basically they told him that he could write, direct, and star in the new Batman movie, which is called The Batman. But apparently he already quit as the director because they said they were going to rewrite his script. Now he's saying that he doesn't really want to be Batman at all anymore then, if that's going to be the case, which that's a pretty tough spot, man. I don't know what his script looked like. Maybe it sucked.
Yeah.
But
Well, he's written stuff before, and
he's done good stuff before. Yeah. But he added that he's in talks with Warner Brothers to quit. If a deal cannot be made, the Batman will be his final time in the role. So basically he's saying, okay, well, if we can't figure something out, this will be my last one. There's the Justice League movies upcoming. He's in that. And, yeah, apparently Matt Reeves, who did War for the Planet of the Apes, and Ridley Scott are the front runners to direct the movie. The Lego Batman movie. Have you watched that? Or are you guys interested in that at all?
I have zero interest in that.
Apparently, pretty good. And it beat 50 Shades Darker by $20 million. I mean, it just dominated at the box office. And it's 91% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I imagine it would do well because all those Lego movies do well. Just not something I'm even remotely interested in until it comes on cable.
50 Shades?
Yeah.
10% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, yeah.
Is that really surprising, though?
No. That's just supposed to be about... Yeah.
This is softcore porn.
Have either of you guys gone and watched Split yet?
No.
No.
It's a pretty good movie, man. I'm not one to recommend M. Night Shyamalan movies very often. In fact, most of them are horrible. It's surprisingly good. I'll almost say I promise you'll like it if you go watch it.
I'll probably wait for it on pay.
All right.
I'll tell you what I did watch was that War Dogs.
Oh, that's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I thought it was very good. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in, let's grab a phone call from Tom. What's up, Tom?
Hey, sports guys. Hey, real quick, won't keep you long, but I finally got a barrel in from a Deep South Barrel. If y'all have one thing you could put in, just let me know. I'm on my way to specs right now.
Yeah, that's an AJ question.
Yeah. Man, honestly, it depends on, I don't know if you got like the potions to do it, or if you just want to go with, you know, putting something that's already pretty good in there and making it better. Depends on your preference, but I would just say take whatever you normally drink and put it in there. Like my dad gets he likes Crown. My dad likes Crown Black and Crown Reserve, and he'll put that in there and just leaves it for a month and he rotates through. But my dad also drinks a lot. So,
yeah. Well.
Whatever bourbon or scotch or whatever you're into, throw that in there.
There you go. Good advice. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. Somebody's asking about what shows are we currently watching. The only one I'm really watching right now is Outsiders, which, the first season was really good. So far, this year's kind of been, it's still good, but eh. I'm not blown away by it, but I'm still not even close to ejecting on it.
Okay. Keith sent a picture of he and Krista, our winners of the game yesterday.
Yeah.
It looks like Keith got a haircut. It looks a lot better.
And he almost looks presentable there.
Yeah. Almost.
Yeah.
Should still probably be even shorter than that, but it's way better than it was, I got to say.
It is. He still outkicked his coverage.
Listen, everybody who was on that game yesterday outkicked their coverage.
That's probably true. A lot of people asking about Taboo. I haven't seen it yet. I've heard a lot of people talk about it. It hasn't struck me to go watch it yet.
Which one?
Taboo.
Oh, no, I haven't watched it yet. I've been watching Six. That's been my main show.
Yeah.
I like that show. But yeah, I don't know. TV's not as good as it was.
Well, we've lost a lot of, you know, we lost Banshee. That was... Yeah, we've, and I don't know when Better Call Saul is going to start back up.
That's what I'm waiting for too.
Yeah. So yes, is The Wire worth binge watching? Oh God, yeah.
Oh yes, that's a top five show of all time. Probably my number one.
It's top three for me. But You have to watch that.
Okay. Vincent says, what about Sneaky Pete? That's probably my next series to start. I've gotten good recommendations on that.
Yeah, I'll probably wait until after you watch that.
Okay.
So.
Lamont says, I let him down yesterday on the game.
Why'd you do that?
He says, I'm surprised you didn't ask the female contestants, would they bang me or you?
That would have been a good question, actually. Or Jong. You throw Jong in there.
I mean,
well, it doesn't work because he's part of the game.
Teresa would have picked Jong.
Yeah.
Everybody else would have picked me.
Okay.
That's the obvious answer.
Okay.
You're super old. I mean, no one, you know.
I may be super old, but I still got game.
Okay.
Not because I'm attractive by any stretch. But, you know, some women actually like funny, intelligent dudes that make them laugh with really big, well.
Noses.
Noses, exactly.
Are you saying I don't make chicks laugh?
I think you disgust them. I think that's the problem.
I don't think that's true.
See, I give the illusion that I care.
I don't think that's true. I don't do that.
See, and there's a difference.
That is one of my weaknesses, is pretending like I care what other people are feeling or thinking. I'm not into that. But, yeah, you may have me on that. All right, I'm going to tell you about Raising – you know, before I tell you about Raising Cane's, a.k.a. – and you can maybe answer this question. Pick up hoops, you're shooting and get fouled. Is and want a call? If you miss, do you still get the ball?
Yes.
If you miss is the only time you get the ball, right?
Yes. If you make it, if you make it,
it doesn't. The foul doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, see, we never shot free throws on fouls. We just
no.
The ball.
We don't get free throws either. But if you make the shot when you're fouled, the points count. If you miss the shot and you're fouled, it's side out.
Right. But if you're playing make it take it, you still get to keep the ball.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
That's the rule. That's the rules, AKA.
Yeah.
All right, guys, now I'm going to tell you about Raising Cane's. They serve only fresh, never frozen, premium chicken tenderloins that have been marinated for 24 hours, hand-battered, and then cooked to order. They don't start cooking until you walk in the door, which is kind of one of the cool things about them. You walk in, and they say, if me and Fred walk in, they'll say, two in the door, and then they drop a certain amount of chicken fingers based. They look Fred and I up and down, and they probably guess how many chicken fingers we can eat. I bet they don't drop as many for Jong as they would for us, but that's kind of the beauty of it. And listen, the tailgates that they do, perfect for any event. If you've got a bunch of people to feed, Raising Cane's a great place to try them out. 25 to 100 fingers or more ready in minutes after you order. You don't have to call ahead 2 days in advance or whatever. They've got the great chicken fingers, the great crinkle cut fries, and that addictive secret recipe cane sauce. I also recommend the lemonade to people. It's all delicious. They've got 24 locations in the Houston area now. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find the nearest one. And right now they've got the Peel the Love game going, where 1 in 3 wins Raising Cane's food instantly. Those odds are pretty good. And I don't think it's 1 in 3, but somebody's going to collect C-A-N-E-S, and they're going to win $100,000. If they gave $100,000 to 1 in every 3, they'd probably go out of business. But somebody's going to win that. Once again, 24 locations now. Go check them out, RaisingCane's.com. If you haven't tried them yet, you have no idea what you're missing. Raising Cane's, one love.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. And next segment, we'll pick the winner of the Bedrock City Comic Company gift card and T-shirt contest. So you got about 12 minutes to get your entry in. And if you totally forgot about Valentine's Day, you're one of those people, you can swing by our buddy Beth's place. She'll get something for you.
She's no doubt.
Open till 9 tonight. But I had a list here of weirdest Valentine's Day gifts. I just want to share a few of them because some of them are not that interesting. All right. One is a male thong that has elephant ears and an elephant trunk. And you can imagine what goes in the trunk. Okay. If you can visualize that.
Yeah, I feel it.
Somebody gave you that, would you?
Sure.
Okay. Here's one I think you'd like. A gun-shaped wine bottle opener.
Oh, okay.
Bacon roses. Actual bacon wrapped.
That's pretty nice. Yeah. I would actually like that.
Yeah,
that's
actually, Teresa got me that for Valentine's Day 1 year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she put a bunch of stuff together. Oh, actually, no, it was my birthday. She cooked a bunch of bacon and went to the store, got some fake roses, took out all the fake flowers, and replaced it with bacon.
Nice.
I felt like crap after I ate it all, but I ate it all.
You ate every bite.
Yeah.
So that's not a weird one. We're all going to go with that's a pretty good one.
That's pretty good.
How about for the ladies, or some guys, a spoon pillow that looks like a penis?
No, I'm out on that. I don't need that.
A blood splatter bath mat?
Nope, don't need that.
What the hell?
It's a bath mat that looks like...
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say this one, but it's got a ukulele. It's a shower curtain with a ukulele. But it's you can, I guess I can say
you
it.
You can lay me?
You can lay me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. That's a shower curtain with a ukulele. No. IUD earrings?
No.
For ladies?
No. Not a great idea.
Here's another one that I kind of am disgusted by. For the ladies, anatomical heart undies. So it's like pink undies and has a heart right on the butt, but not a real heart, like with the aorta and everything sticking out of it. That's kind of gross, right?
I don't like that.
It's kind of a turnoff. A heart-shaped egg poacher?
Don't know what I would do with that.
Me either.
I mean, poached eggs, I guess, but yeah. I don't eat poached eggs, so it's okay.
Let's see if I can find one more good one here. Those are probably the strangest ones. I mean, there's a lot of other kind of like hearty buns brief and stuff like that don't really work. A tender heart bear costume. Now, who would wear a bear costume?
Furries.
Who wouldn't wear a bear costume?
Jong and Teresa are furries.
All right. Well, here's something that, Jong, you need to get this for Teresa. This is right up your alley. A Pokeball purse.
I feel like I'd use that more than her.
Yeah, probably so.
That's true. I forget that you're totally into purses. So those are some of the weirder ones that people have gifted each other.
Ryan on Twitter says he got a sheep and an eel for Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
He said that's odd. That was odd.
Don't get arrested.
Well played. If somebody wants to know what sound an eel makes, I was trying to... It's probably just like... Zzz.
I would say...
Who could...
Ow.
Who could do it with an eel? Now that I think about that, aren't they electrified? Don't you get shocked?
I mean, if you're into that kind of thing.
Unless the eel is dead.
Oh, that's even worse. Now you're a necrophilial. Yeah.
Necrophilia.
God. No, none of our lawyer friends ever got back to me about whether or not that would be illegal. So, to watch videos of stuff like that. That's just what I believe I've read somewhere. My wife got me a new rifle for Valentine's Day, put her on the bedrock list for superhero.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good choice. Oh, well. If you've waited this late,
it's too late.
It's not much we can do.
It's too late.
Well, like I said, best open till 9. That's your best shot.
Yeah.
USA Today did a story, and kind of wanted to tap into your basketball knowledge for a second.
I have none. The UConn women.
College basketball.
Oh, okay.
Real college basketball, not women's college basketball.
Interesting.
I want to see if you really believe what they say here. They've got three teams that right now are probably on the bubble that they think could be Final Four teams.
I'll hear them out. I would vote that if a team's on the bubble, it's a long shot, but crazier things have happened. I'll listen.
Okay. The Iowa State Cyclones are on their list.
Iowa State's A, not on the bubble, B, highly unlikely to make the Final Four.
Okay, so
in my opinion.
The St. Mary's Gales.
Again, they might be getting closer to the bubble. I still don't think they're a bubble team. I also don't think they have. I mean, they're probably going to be a 7 or an 8 seed. I don't see much of a chance for them to.
Not for them to win the whole thing. We're talking about just the final four.
Yeah. I don't see that.
The Michigan State Spartans.
Michigan State is dangerous in name alone. They are definitely a bubble team. I honestly, they'll probably be like a 9 or a 10 seed, and I'll probably pick them to lose in the first game.
Yeah, they lost a lot from last year's team. And
it's weird to pick an Izzo team to lose in the first round, but this isn't a normal Michigan State team. They're just not very good. If Michigan State's jersey said Kansas State, no one would take them seriously.
I still think they might not get in.
They might not. They're of the teams you've mentioned, that's the first one that I would really consider a bubble team.
So, of those three, which one do you think has the best chance to go deepest?
Probably Iowa State.
How far can they go?
I think probably Sweet 16. I don't think there's anything crazy, you know, brewing with those teams. And I mean, even Sweet 16 would be impressive, because Iowa State, I would say, I'd probably have them a 6 or a 7, which means you're going to ask them to beat a 2 or a 3 in the second round. I mean, you're talking about teams like Kentucky's probably a 3 seed. You know, Arizona's probably a 3 seed. Would I pick Iowa State over either of those teams? No. Would I pick them over Florida? No. So it may be round of 32. Might be as far as I could see them going. Depends on the draw, though, as always.
A32 says you can wear the bear costume and someone can shake you.
Shake that bear. Shake that.
So I did a little bit of research on this bestiality thing.
Yeah.
And in the United States, it depends on the state. And if I scroll down to Texas, it is legal to produce bestiality films. It's illegal to distribute across borders, and it's legal to have it on your own computer. And,
oh, so you can have it on your personal.
Yes. So you can have it on your personal computer. And
but are there states?
Thank God, well, by the way.
Are there states where it's illegal?
I need to tell you guys something.
Oregon, it's illegal. And the Virgin Islands, it's illegal. No, and
of course
that's it. That's it.
So if I have a sheep video on my phone and I go visit my wife's family in Oregon, and it's still on my phone, even though it was legally produced here in the great state of Texas, I could still be in danger.
I guess you could.
It's kind of like your license to carry. Like, just because I'm registered to carry a weapon in Texas doesn't mean that I can just take it to any old state that I want to. There's rules about these things.
So it's important to know these. Well, I'm sure in Louisiana it's legal because they still haven't criminalized necrophilia.
Probably so.
So what's weird is the only federal law that has to do with bestiality that's prohibiting anything like that, it prohibits distribution in interstate commerce and federal property of a child pornography of a minor under 18 engaging in sexual explicit conduct of bestiality. So if you're 18, under 18, and you know,
yeah,
that's illegal.
I wonder if they ever fixed that thing in Canada where it wasn't bestiality if there was no penetration. Remember that case where the guy basically got away with it because there was no penetration?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty bleeped up.
Mm.
I have no idea how we got on this.
I do. You're a pervert.
No, you're the one.
No.
You're the one who has it on your phone.
I don't have it on my phone. I told you that.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just saying, I didn't know it would be illegal if I did.
Well, I was just speculating that I think it would be illegal. So I was kind of half right and half wrong, depending on the state.
Exactly.
Yeah, happens.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. The weather's getting better. You're going to want to spend more time outside. Call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions to get you ready. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. Carved stone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less than it would cost to tear everything out and start over. Carved stone's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's durable, twice as strong as concrete, and they stand behind it with a 7-year warranty. And if you've currently got a blank slate in the backyard, Allied will build it from the ground up, from a functional concrete patio to the outdoor kitchen and patio cover you've been dreaming of. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money, too. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle. Save yourself the expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. John, have you picked a winner yet?
Give me to the end of the segment.
Oh, okay. Fine. I think Lamont's trying to get me on black sales, but he's not selling it very well. So, Longhorn Dimitri wants to know, what about Rhino on giraffe action? Because I don't want to get in trouble with those videos on my phone. Didn't we have to take that down off our Facebook page?
Was it Rhino and Giraffe?
I think it was Rhino and Giraffe. I could be wrong about that. But ESPN made us take it off of our Facebook page.
Somehow they're against, like, animal sex.
Yeah, right? I'm...
It's nature, bro. Yeah, sometimes giraffes and rhinos do it.
Yeah, I mean, nothing comes of it.
No.
But...
Well, the rhino.
Yeah, well, or the giraffe. It depends on, yeah. So, Jong, did you see that Kim Jong-un's half-brother was assassinated in Malaysia?
No, I didn't. Oh, actually, I saw the headline, but I didn't click on the story.
Well, reportedly, he was poisoned at the Kuala Lumpur airport by two women believed to be North Korean operatives. So I guess he just decided to whack his half-brother. The women are said to have fled the scene in a taxi. How often do you see an assassination where they leave in a taxi?
Not often.
Not planned very well.
No.
Well, they got away. They're still at large.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I take that back.
Well done, right?
If it works. They just kind of
blend it in. What do I know about planning an assassination? Not much, apparently.
Yeah. I would want a helicopter or something.
Yeah. But, hey.
Whatever works.
They know better than me, apparently.
Yeah? Well, they're operatives. So yeah, you're not an operative.
I'm not operating on an operative.
Neither am I. All I know about operatives is what I see in the movies. And even those guys get killed.
Yeah, that's true.
Eventually. Except for the really, really good ones.
Yeah, they got to figure it out. Good for them. I mean, not that killing is good, but I feel like, you know, if you kill a dictator's brother, it's probably not the worst thing.
Man, all these people want to see the shark pick. So we'll have to reset that. Because I do not have the shark pick. I do not want the shark pick.
I'm not posting the shark pick on social media. No. If you want it, you have to come out or do a live show. Or, you know, I think the last guy I showed it to saw me in HEB or something and asked to see it. Okay.
Well, you can come out to Sam Houston when we're out there.
Yep.
Or any of our road shows. We're going to be at Saloon Door here not too long. If you want to see it, just come up and ask AJ.
Yeah. I show it to people.
Yeah. But under no circumstances is he going to put it out there. So it's just one of those things. If you really feel the need to see this thing, and I don't think you should, then that's the way to do it.
That's the only way.
Well, man, all I have left is non-sportsy stuff.
That means we didn't have very much sports because we haven't done a whole lot of sports.
We've done a little basketball.
A little bit.
We did a little MMA. We did a little Astros.
A little bit.
A little bit, but that's
not a lot.
That's kind of what's going on right now.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. Not a lot of sports going on.
And yeah, there's some NFL stuff we could get into, but it's just kind of nothing's. It's all.
I'm not ready to talk about the NFL yet.
I'm not either.
I'm enjoying our sabbatical from it.
It's been fun doing a little different stuff here.
Yeah, and every once in a while you need a break from
Because, yeah, could we talk about the cap percentage for franchise tags? Sure. Can we talk about whether T.O. belongs in the Hall of Fame still?
We did that, I thought.
Yeah, we did. We did quite a bit of that. Those are the stories. That's what's out there.
But Vic Carlucci, this article, that why he didn't vote for Terrell Owens, don't you kind of feel bad that Randy Moss might feel the same, like kind of suffer the same thing?
Yeah, I always, and I've been worried about that since, you know, I guess the first time that Fred and I discussed whether or not T.O. and Randy Moss would get in. But the interesting thing is everybody says that T.O. was like a team killer, a chemistry killer, which, by the way, without him, most of the teams he was on would have been garbage anyway. You think the Eagles were making it to the Super Bowl without T.O.? No. And T.O. played with a broken leg, was still the best player on their team. You think Jeff Garcia was having Pro Bowl seasons if T.O. wasn't there in San Francisco with him? No. I mean, sometimes you have to take a little bit of a diva attitude to get a great player. And T.O. had a diva attitude, no doubt. Was he a pain in the ass to play with? Sure. Would you have rather had a B-level talent who was a nice guy and always said the right thing? Not me. Give me the A-plus talent with the big mouth over the B talent with, you know, that is really friendly with everybody and makes everybody happy in the locker room.
Well, I think it depends on the makeup of your team. But when you're talking about whether or not the guy belongs in the Hall of Fame, you just look at the freaking numbers. That's it. That's the end of the discussion.
And I might get a little bit of hate for this, but I think you just described Terrell Owens versus Andre Johnson.
Kind of. I wouldn't call Andre a B-level talent.
He's not
talent.
A B, but compared to Terrell Owens and the career that he had. Yeah.
Well, he was quieter about it, but he had his off-field crap, too.
Oh, yeah. He did his crybaby.
He did his diving.
And he you know, forced a new deal and things like that. I mean, I can honestly say, and see, Randy Moss, I don't think I considered Randy Moss like a chemistry killer. I think most of Randy Moss's problems came off the field,
yeah,
outside the locker room even. You know, it was always weed or, you know, running people over with his car, doing something like that. I think very rarely did he have actual problems with his teammates. I don't think that happened very often.
The 1 year in Oakland didn't go well for him.
No,
but
I don't think it was. I don't think it was beef between him and his teammates. I think he just hated being on a losing ass team.
Yeah,
but I mean, I remember when he walked off the field. There was still time on the clock. You know.
Well, Andre did that once too.
Yeah,
and just kind of reading this article is kind of just the mindset. I know Fred's mentioned this over and over again, but the mindset of these voters, it kind of makes me feel like Andre Johnson, a guy like Andre Johnson, is going to get in before Terrell Owens.
That would be...
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it will either. I don't think Andre Johnson's a Hall of Famer. I know that's not a popular opinion in this town, but I don't think Andre Johnson's accomplished enough to be a Hall of Famer.
And I've been saying that for 3 years.
What he needed when he went to Indianapolis... He needed two or three more years of what was his prime production.
Even 12 or 1,300 yards and 80, 90 catches might have done it.
But he was absolutely done. Done.
Well, I didn't even want to talk about that today because there's really nothing new other than Parcells came out and said he'd put him in.
Yeah.
But it's... The whole thing goes back to what we've talked about multiple times is the mindset of the voters. And once AJ finally got a chance to meet some of those guys, he finally saw what I've been talking about all these years.
It's crazy.
And he was always blaming me for, oh, this guy, you don't think that's like, no, this is how these guys vote.
They're old white people.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a very quick...
Oh, by the way, like Dan Fouts being one of the guys who was like arguing against T.O.
Yeah.
Dan Fouts is a trash can for that.
Yeah, I lost a little respect for him there. All right. Do you guys have a Hey Man bleep that? Because I have one, actually.
Oh, I do, too, but I didn't realize it was the end of the show already.
Well, it is. John?
I'll be damned.
Yeah, I have one.
Awesome. And you'll pick a winner when we come back, too. All right. So Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Thank you. the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Hustle Town with Craig Sheldon, Angela Lawford, and Jermaine Every coming up at 7 o'clock. John, did you really play Love Gun earlier in the show as a love song?
Yeah, it was a request from Keegan.
Yeah, you know what that's about, right?
I don't.
Getting a handy.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, kind of fits, right?
I guess.
Maybe it's more fitting for March 14th.
Yeah, you pull the trigger of my Love Gun. Think about that for a little bit there. Mm. Go look at those lyrics and you'll see. All right, so let's do Hey Man Bleep That. John, you want to lead it off today?
Yeah, I'll lead it off. I was looking for a place to do the proposal, right? And I was searching to several places, and I came across this one place that I'm not going to mention just because I actually like the food there. But I called them and said, hey, I'm looking for a place to propose to my girlfriend. I kind of told them the story, and I said, I need an area for about 20 people. And they said they'd be happy to accommodate, but they could only fit 14 out in the outside patio, and it would cost me $695 for finger food, and we would still have to order food. And I was like, what the hell? And basically, I went to Lola, which is, they were amazing. The manager there, I walked in one morning, talked to the manager, and he said, oh yeah, we can totally accommodate. We can even give you orange juice. If you guys want to bring your own champagne, you can do mimosas and whatever you need. We, you know, just ask and we can provide it for you.
Nice.
And yeah, and had a great experience at Lola. And for the people that were managing the other area, it's a more of a high-end brunch spot, and I could see them charging a lot for people like that or for events like this. But I feel like $695 just for hors d'oeuvres,
that's exorbitant.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And just to reserve that outside area with a patio and a couple of tables for only 14 people, I say, hey man, fuck that.
Did you give much consideration to making your engagement, your proposal, like a more of a just you and her thing? Like, did you have to like weigh it out, like the balance between having someone else there or having a bunch of people there and just being the two of you?
I did, but I think that she wanted a bunch of her friends and her brother and brothers and sisters to be there as well.
It's always good for her to have backup in case she wanted to say no.
That's true.
Yeah. Percent.
What if she would have said no?
I probably would have ran out the door.
That's like the end of the relationship, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
It has to be.
It has to be. Like, it seems like it wouldn't have to be, but I do think if you put yourself out there that far and are rejected, you can't. It's not like you can just go back to being regular boyfriend and girlfriend. I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, you can't recover from that. All right. For mine, I was watching the. I never watch local news anymore, but I got up and watched the storm coverage this morning of Thunderstorm Tom.
Yeah.
And it always pisses me off how much they try to scare you with this storm stuff. And the weather hottie's going on and on about how, well, there have been no tornadoes yet, but the reason there's a tornado warning is because there's circulation, and so you have to treat it like there's a tornado at all times. And they're basically trying to scare the hell out of you. And even one of the little reporters that they had out on the road where they kept saying, oh, if you don't need to be on the road, don't go out. Well, guess what they were doing? They're showing us pictures of how the rain's coming down. And even she's like, talking about being scared. It's severe weather. We have it all the time. You know, yeah, just go downstairs. We know how to do all this. You don't need to sit here and try to scare the living crap out of us like we're going to be eaten by a tornado. And quit showing me the shots of your reporter out pointing at a puddle and talking about, look, it's ponding. Get the out of here. To that I say, hey, man, fuck that.
I was going to do I had another bestiality story, but I decided to throw that out the window. I had something similar to, like, kind of what Jong had. Last night, as I told you, I forgot to make my reservation for dinner.
Yeah.
Until late. I won't name the restaurant. But I called to make a reservation, and they said, we don't have anything left. And I thought to myself, okay, it's not unsurprising. It is Valentine's Day, and right. I was calling the day before.
Right.
But the place isn't too far from my house. So I decided to swing by. I've met the manager multiple times. Like,
yeah,
I'm a regular at this place. I wouldn't say a regular because it's not a place you go eat regularly. It's right. I mean, it's expensive food. It's like a
2-3 times a year.
I'd say 3 or 4 is probably okay. Right. So, but I thought maybe if I go and the manager happens to be up there, maybe he'll figure out a way to squeeze me in. So I go in, the same girl that I just talked to on the phone, maybe 20 minutes prior. Oh, sure, we still have a couple reservations for tomorrow. And she ends
what
up finding
what the hell?
One. Yeah. I think, like, it was just the idea of, like, oh, looking up and looking in the reservation book for someone on the phone was just, like, she was too lazy to do it. So it took me coming in and making a reservation, which I'm still going to eat tonight.
Yeah.
But either way, I say, hey, man, f*** that.
Well, Jong, I'm curious. Did you at any point go to the first place and go to the I Am Jong Lee card?
I was on AsianCelebs.com. No, I don't do that.
Okay.
That's not a Jong move.
Oh, well.
I do that all the time.
I did that recently once.
No, I don't do
that. I did that. I just told him I was going to rip him on air for being dicks.
Did you really say that?
Yeah.
You're a dick if you say that.
Well, they lost my credit card and then tried to claim they didn't.
I thought you said that they ended up not losing it. You accused them.
They lost it. And
I'm pretty sure you said that they didn't lose
no,
it.
No, I was trying to let them off the hook because people knew that I bitched at them. Okay. So I'm still letting them off the hook nicely. But yeah, I told him I was going to rip him for it, and then I didn't.
By the way, we went to Christian's to celebrate afterwards on White Oak. Uh-huh. Ran into a couple of listeners. They couldn't have been more nice.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, one guy bought me a blowy.
What?
Like they use Bailey's and they use other stuff.
Just get to end the show. Yeah. What the hell? Yeah.
Shame on you. Stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.